This was the first major Viking attack recorded in England. When I say recorded, I don't mean like a song. I mean it was written down. But just because it was written down doesn't mean it's true. Alcuin, the greatest monk of the day, was an Englishman, and he wrote, "They came to the church of Lindisfarne, laid everything waste with grievous plundering, trampled the holy places with polluted feet, dug up altars, and seized all the treasure of the holy church. They killed some of the brothers. Some they took away with them in chains. Many they drove out, naked and loaded with insults. And some they drowned in the sea. Never before has such terror appeared in Britain as we have now suffered from this pagan race." That was how Alcuin reported the Lindisfarne raid. But wait a minute. Alcuin was in France when he wrote that. Maybe he didn't know the whole truth. Just how vicious were the Vikings? They had some odd rules and could be as cruel to each other as they were to the monks and farmers they stole from. And when they fought each other, they fought to kill. Not all fights were fights to the death, of course. The fights in the courts of Viking kings were very popular, but if a man was defeated and wanted to have his life spared, he had to go through a very odd performance. Here's what you had to do. And you join us today in time to witness Eric the Green. Here's Eric the Green trying to save his life with the help of a cow's tail. That's right, I said a cow's tail. You see, Eric has just lost a fight with Harold Finehair in this very hall, and now the crowd is gathering to see if he can escape death. If you ever get into a fight and want your life spared, here are the 8 Viking stages you'll have to go through. At this point, a cow is brought into the room. It's had all the hair shaved off its tail. It's a tame cow, but not all that tame. You'd be pretty wild if someone shaved your tail, wouldn't you? Don't volunteer to do the shaving. It's dangerous. Maybe not as dangerous as being a spectator in this hall. A few have been trampled to death this evening. If you try this at home, don't go getting yourself trampled or you'll miss all the fun. And now, the cow has its tail covered with grease. Watch it doesn't... kick. And Eric the Green has stepped forward. He's putting on shoes that have, like the cow tail, been covered in grease. And Eric creeps behind the cow and is aiming to grab its greasy tail. Yes, he's done it. All he has to do is hang on while the cow charges round the room. And to make it a bit harder, the cow is being whipped. Oh, and there they go. And would you believe it? Eric is holding his own. At least when I say holding his own, of course, I mean he's holding the cow's tail. And the old cow is tiring, it's slowing down, and Eric still has not let go. The king steps forward and announces that not only does Eric get to keep his life, he gets to keep the cow. Oh, I say, the king is offering to shake hands with Eric. I don't think he should have done that. Horrible history. Of course, you really must not use this method to sort out fights in the schoolyard. It is now illegal under the 1998 Cruelty to Cows Act. The Viking life may sound exciting, but it wasn't all raiding and fighting. Most Vikings lived pretty boring lives. They farmed in the day, went home, had supper and went to bed. Usually their food wasn't that exciting. Cheese and bread, roast meat and fish soup. But there were one or two odd things that the Vikings ate that you may like to try, or you may not. Here are 10 foods, but which of these did the Vikings eat? Test yourself. Just say true or false when I name the food. Get 5 or more, and you can award yourself a deep-fried ostrich eyeball. Get 5 or less, and you can have 2 deep-fried ostrich eyeballs. And that serves you right. Ready? Here we go. Question 1. The Vikings ate seagulls. True or false? Answer, it's true. They were easy to catch in nets and they tasted very nice. 2. The Vikings ate geese. True or false? Answer is true. Nothing was wasted. The goose feathers were used to make warm quilts and feather beds. Question 3. The Vikings ate hare. The things that look like rabbits, not the stuff on top of your head. True or false? Answer, true. Don't feel too sorry for the creatures, that's life. Here today, gone tomorrow. Question 4. The Vikings ate seals. True or false? The answer is true. They ate the flesh and used the seal skins to make clothes. What's your score so far? Question 5. The Vikings ate boar. That is wild boar like a pig. True or false? The answer is true. And no jokes here about what do you give to a sick pig? Ointment? No, we don't approve of terrible jokes like that, so I won't tell it. Where were we? Oh, yes. The Vikings ate boar. True or false? And the answer is true. Question 6. The Vikings ate polar bears. True or false? The answer is true. The Vikings ate the meat and traded the white fur. Very cozy. Question 7. The Vikings ate walrus. True or false? The answer is true. They ate the flesh and then traded the ivory tusks. Question 8. The Vikings ate moose. Big deer. Oh dear. True or false? Answer, true. They shot them with their bows and arrows and used their antlers to make knife handles. Very rare these days. Very, dear. Never mind. Question 9. The Vikings ate whales. No, not the country where the Welsh live. The big grey things that spout about the sea. True or false? Answer, true. The Vikings were the first whale hunters and it took about 15 men to kill a whale. The Vikings hated them. A whale could turn over their longboat, so they killed them and ate them. They would eat whale meat and blubber. Mind you, if I ate whale meat, I'd blubber too. Question 10. The Vikings ate horse. True or false? Answer, true or false. Give yourself a point, whatever you said. Some historians say they ate horse, some say they didn't. Me? I think they probably killed the old horses when they were useless. Maybe hit them over the head with a pony club. Oh. How did you score? Answer true to everyone and you got full marks. If you got less, never mind. You certainly did better than the seagull, so don't worry.